Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Taking a live look outside from our Salesforce Tower camera in San Francisco, some Bay Area commuters will see some slick roads out there this morning with showers moving through. Mary will let us know exactly where.
Crews remain on the scene of a deadly fire that gutted a San Francisco home overnight. What we've learned about the victims.
And major new developments in the ongoing battle between the 49ers and the city of Santa Clara.
Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, hump day, September 18th. I'm Michelle Griego.
Almost there. Good morning. I'm Kenny Choi. It is 6 o'clock right now as we get a check of the forecast with Mary. It looks like it's a little bit wet out there this morning.
That's right. Tracking our second weather system of the week. If you're heading out the door for work and school, here's what you need to know. Your weather headlines. This is all because of a cold front. We're in the tail end of this cold front that pushes across our region this morning, so bringing some light scattered showers for our region. Clearing skies this afternoon, so behind this cold front, looking at mild below average temps with sunshine as we go through our afternoon. High pressure builds in and we are going to be warming back to average by the end of the week. So here is high def Doppler, and you can see the scattered showers, light showers for the North Bay. So from Healdsburg down across the coast, Bodega Bay, just pushed across Santa Rosa to our east, and a few showers near Petaluma this morning. We're going to time it out for you on FutureCast, taking you through our morning and what you can expect. Details on that coming up. Gianna.
Thank you, Mary. Let's jump over to the roadways right now. We've got a handful of trouble spots we are tracking from the traffic center, especially one on 101 as you work your way. Coming away from SFO, we've got a bit of a snag here, maybe blocking lanes. Still waiting for CHP to get on the scene and to confirm the direction north or southbound, but it's right around Grand. So just a heads up as you head through there. Other trouble spots to look out for if you are traveling along the East Shore Freeway or plan to. 80 is a little busy out of Vallejo, clearing an accident. Westbound 37, we've got a crash here right at Railroad Avenue. That is causing an early backup across that area, so give yourself some extra time there. You might use the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge instead. And this just in, South 880 from A Street eastbound, getting onto the freeway, getting aware of an accident blocking lanes, and we are starting to see a backup as you head southbound 880, coming away from Castro Valley Y into Hayward.
Breaking news, one person is dead after an early morning fire in San Francisco. Another victim is in critical condition at a trauma center. The fire happened in San Francisco's Mission Terrace neighborhood. KPIX5's Jackie Ward is there with more. Jackie.
Michelle, after a few hours, firefighters have finally left the scene here. You can see that they taped up that front window. They got a bunch of debris from inside the house, outside there on the driveway. The fire started just after 2 this morning at 66 Delano Avenue, about a half mile from the Balboa BART station. It took fire crews a little more than an hour to get this fire under control. Fire officials tell us that when they got here, there was a lot of heavy smoke and intense flames coming from the front of the building. They immediately began searching the home for anyone who needed to be rescued. Firefighters successfully pulled out 2 people from the back of the home, a 50-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman, a father and daughter. The daughter had just started law school at USF. Both were given CPR on scene before being taken to a trauma center. At this point, we still do not know which one passed away. We just spoke to a neighbor who has lived next to the family for decades. He did not want to show his face on camera. He says he's lived next to them for decades. We also spoke to the fire chief earlier.
We typically, in a fire where people are injured or a greater alarm fire, we call our fire investigators to investigate the cause, to determine the cause and origin.
And this is what investigators are still trying to do this morning, figure out the cause and origin of this fatal fire. Thankfully, firefighters were able to contain the fire to the single structure. No other homes were damaged, which is pretty remarkable considering the fact that this is a typical San Francisco neighborhood where all of the homes are pretty close together. Arson investigators were on scene earlier, but the fire chief tells me that that doesn't necessarily mean that this is arson. Live in San Francisco, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
Jackie, thank you. The Trump administration is poised to announce that it will revoke California's authority to set its own fuel emission standards. The decades-old rule allowed tighter restrictions on emissions than those of the federal government. It also allows other states to follow California's regulations. 13 states and Washington, D.C. currently use the tougher standards. And according to the Washington Post, the announcement was scheduled for today, then pushed back after word got out. State Attorney General Javier Becerra has vowed to challenge the move in court.
Enough! Enough! Enough!
Meanwhile, President Trump continues his California fundraising trip today after violence erupted outside last night's event. Things got physical when some Trump supporters tried to stop protesters from setting an American flag on fire. Several people were briefly detained, but no one was arrested. Now, before that, the president made his first stop in the Bay Area since taking office, and it was a brief one. He attended a fundraiser at a $96 million mansion in the Palo Alto Portola Valley Hills. He has similar events planned in Los Angeles and San Diego today.
Today, the city of Santa Clara is expected to explain a stunning move in the ongoing battle over Levi's Stadium. Last night, the stadium authority took the first step toward ending the 49ers management agreement to run non-NFL events like concerts. This comes just days after the latest clash between the city and the team over a Rolling Stones performance. The band's management said they may not come back because of all the rules. Santa Clara's mayor and city council have accused the 49ers of financial mismanagement and poor booking practices. A Niners spokesperson said the city's decision is nothing but retaliation after the criticism it received for the handling of the Stones concert. A live look now in San Jose, which has become the largest city in the U.S. to ban natural gas in most new residential buildings. The rule does not apply to existing homes or high-rises, but it does require multifamily buildings to include more charging spaces for electric vehicles. It also provides incentives for commercial buildings to go electric, like fee and tax reductions.
Happening today in Berkeley, the launch of a reusable cup program. The idea is for cafes to loan reusable cups to customers rather than use disposable cups that will simply be tossed away. So far, 11 cafes in Berkeley are already taking part in the environmentally friendly program. It begins at 8 a.m.
I'm Ann McAvick at the Live News Desk, and we just got some breaking news in from Venice, Italy. Three people were killed in a boat crash. They were trying to set a new world record for speed. They were going 92 miles an hour in this race that had been lasting for about 18 hours when suddenly they crashed. Three people died. Another person was flung out of the boat and did survive. Venice's mayor calls this inexplicable, and the investigation continues. Back to you.